30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting.
Are you ready to enter the void?
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
And of course, a very good time of the day to you listening to The Void Show out there. Doesn't really matter where you're listening to it. You could be at school, you could be in your house, in your bedroom. You could be listening through it in your those small headset in this very, very small planet in this whole universe. I am already saying welcome to The Void Show on Active FM. And of course, greeting you is myself, Andrew Falatsi Wahakgomo, on The Void Show. You might want to get in touch with us. Make sure that you find us on our website, which you can get the presenters, you can get everything about The Void, and you get everything about all the shows that we're having on Active FM, which is www.activefm.co.za. Instagram, it's at ActiveFM777. I just want to welcome you, and I just want to let you know that remember that the only way to find joy in everything that you are doing is to absolutely love what you are doing. So of course, if you've been keeping in touch with Active FM, The Void Show, you would remember that we've been taking students from, of course, universities, and of course, asking them about different things, about what they're studying. You know, the last one was God and Medicine, and it was just amazing. And trust me, that this show is absolutely going to be amazing as well. So what are we speaking about today? I was thinking, you know, we've got all these different bunch of science branches, we've got astro, of course, that's the first one. We've got medicine, we've got biology, they are just lots and lots of these things. But today we want to know if there is a link between all these different branches of science. We just want to know that if they are interacting in another way to serve humanity. Make sure you get in touch with us, of course, on Twitter. It's at ActiveFM. We will be speaking about that right after this.
Now, hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
This is The Void Show, the only show that brings the imagination of the whole cosmos into your radio stations. Welcome back. And of course, if it's your first time listening to The Void Show, I just want to welcome you, because trust me, you are not in the wrong place. But of course, if it's this your 100th time, this is your family again. We're speaking about, is there a link in these different branches of science? Are they having maybe the same purpose in, of course, saving humanity? And of course, science, we can speak about a whole lot of branch of things. We can speak about astrophysics, we speak about medicine, you know, we speak about actuarial science. It's just a lot of them. But today we just want to know if there is a common purpose for them in saving humanity. And of course, in studio today for that, we are joined by the one and only Mr. Lesego Tabela Sintle, who's of course also from the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. And of course, what he does, or rather what he has done in his life before, is debating. Mr. Lesego, thank you so much for joining us on Active FM today.
Good day, Andrew, and I'd like to wish a good day to our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You know, I've always listened to you when you speak sometimes, and it seems like you've got this amazing, focus.
Oh, yes, yeah. So, what I like to do is to channel my thoughts, to kind of get across a message in most of the things that I say. It must have a purpose, you see.
It must have a purpose.
It must have a purpose.
That is amazing. That is amazing, Mr. Lesego. But before we go anywhere, I just want to know, who is Mr. Lesego Setabela Sintle? You know, just give us a brief description about yourself.
So I am a... Best way to put it, I am a scientist.
A scientist.
Not only by profession, but by how I am. I'm a very investigative person.
Yes.
But I do like to learn above all things. I like to learn about a lot of things. About the way people think, how they live, and then, of course, science.
So you just said now that you are a scientist.
Yes.
Not only by profession, but how... But with how you are, by nature. Would you say to someone maybe out there that it does not necessarily have to be in profession, you know, that you are a certain, or you maybe have certain characteristics of a certain career? It has to be in you. Why is that important?
That is important because... basically, just like your slogan, if you enjoy what you are doing,
of course,
then you have that passion for it. So if you find something that you thoroughly enjoy doing, then that it gives you that drive to pursue even that career and even take on that career as a personality, if that makes any sense.
So you're doing biological sciences?
Yes, I am.
Why do you do biological sciences, and how does it relate to your personality, who you are?
So... I'm very passionate about conservation. So my majors, one of the majors that I do is environmental sciences, which studies conservation, how humans and animals interact with the environment.
Yes.
So that's something that's very close to me. And then my other major is human physiology.
Yes.
Whereas now I'm just curious about what makes the human body tick.
Now, you just mentioned one very important thing that I always speak about. And you know, everyone that I've invited to the Void Show, they speak about this thing, curiosity.
Yes.
You know, being curious about things, which I believe that it's one very crucial characteristic that one needs to have in order to be a scientist. You know, curiosity. How can you add on that maybe?
So the way I see it, curiosity is, it's part of our human nature. Like from birth, even like a small child, a baby, they'd want to know what's going on around them. Hence you will see them always looking around and they're trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
And I feel like that instinct kind of sticks with us. And as we grow and some of us take it to another level now where we want to go and do something called research. You see, that's just advanced curiosity.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But now we can agree because, you know, I think it was not long ago, I was looking at these different types of careers in science. And I did not even know that there are such careers as being a soil scientist. You know, we speak about, just imagine, you cannot even think that there is someone who's just studying soil, you know. So do you think that maybe our educational system, or maybe our Department of Education, all that, is it giving everyone the opportunity to explore all the careers? Or do you think maybe there are some careers that are not made known to people out there?
So from my experience, in high school, I didn't really get that whole map where they mapped out all of the possible careers that I could go through. They just told me to go to a university, which is actually quite solid advice because most of the universities, they have... countless programs which can even guide you in the direction of something that you want to do. I feel like the education system is designed in a way where they culture that curiosity and they even encourage you to go out and look for what you are passionate about.
But for you yourself, when did you discover what you are passionate about?
Okay, so the way my degree is structured is that in the first year, everyone is doing more or less the same subjects.
Yes.
So it's like bridging courses for science, mathematics, and so on. And then second year, they give you the option now where they lay out all of their programs within the degree.
Oh, yes.
And then they let you choose. So I decided to experiment. I was like, okay, conservation, what's the closest thing linked there? And I saw that they have the School of Apes, which deals with environmental sciences, and I was like, there we go, I'm home.
So are you saying maybe that you chose this kind of a degree just randomly without, you know, pushing it from your, without being persuaded by your passion? Did you just choose it because you was just sent from high school to university?
So it was, it was not really specific for me.
Oh yeah.
Because it's more or less something that I stumbled upon, huh, that happened to be something that I could relate to wholeheartedly.
Yes, that
just worked out well for me. Not to say that that's how it works for everyone. I mean,
oh, yeah,
everyone
that's
does
just how it worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. Absolutely amazing. This is Mr. Lesego Setabela Sintle, and you of course just can hear by how he is responding. He's just an amazing guy. Make sure that you get in touch with us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM, or Instagram, which is @ActiveFM777. I will make sure that I take a picture with Mr. Lesego so that you can see how he looks like. So, Mr. Lesego, I nearly said Mr. Lehlonolo. Mr. Lesego, today we are speaking about science in general, you know.
Okay.
We have these different and so many branches of science, but they all like work in all different ways. I mean, actual science it's different from astrophysics, which is different from what you're studying, biological science. Now we want to know if there is a link in all of these things, but first of all, let me ask you this question. What is science to you? To you, from your perspective, what do you think science is?
Okay, so for me, science, I would define it as the answer to a question.
The answer to a question. That was very deep and simple. To what kind of a question?
Exactly. So that's where you get all of these different schools appearing from, because they stem from that same curiosity that we spoke earlier about.
Mm.
So this curiosity leads to questions. And these questions can become very specific.
Wow.
So I can ask myself, why is this soil the way it is? And to get that answer, I would go and speak to a soil scientist.
That is absolutely amazing. But I want to know, now, does the questions have to be based on nature? Do they have to be based on technology? Is there any, or they can just be anything?
A scientist, I would define as someone who has an answer to anything, because you
any
have
question.
All sorts of theoretical sciences.
Yes, yes.
You have your, like you said, actuarial sciences.
Of course, yeah.
You have your aeronautics. They don't always stick to a specific thing. They can be very broad.
Huh.
And so these questions are not limited to the environment. They
can
even go within the human nature or within the human physiology itself. So, it's very broad.
Absolutely amazing. Make sure that you comment on our social media platforms. It's Facebook, which is / ActiveFM777. So, Mr. Lesego. You know, Mr. Lehlonolo is on my channel. I think I've interviewed many Lehlonolos.
Oh, I see.
So, is there any way, even though all these different kind of branches of science are exposed to us, is there maybe a connection, a common thing in all of them in serving humanity? Because I believe that why we have all these things is to make life easy, the quality of life easier. Now, is there a common thing in all of them that maybe you realize or something?
A common thing in the field of science,
yes,
I would say, is understanding how something works and understanding how that particular something can be of use to humanity. So I'm going to give an example with the degree that I'm doing, environmental sciences.
Yes, absolutely.
So humans depend a lot on our environment, particularly the soil. It is very important because most of our agriculture stems from there. The feed that we grow from the land is going to feed our cattle and so on. And so it is very important to understand how the environment works and how we have an impact on that environment. Do you see?
All right. Now, of course, these innovations, of course, these inventions of science, they come along as time evolves. Now, I just want to get this from your perspective, and I've asked lots and lots of my interviewees on this. Now, because they evolve as time, because, you know, we had Newton who discovered some things, you know, described gravity in his own way. Then we had Einstein coming with just a different description of what gravity is. And it happens as time evolves, you know, as time continues to go forward. Now, I just want to know, even if this happens, and these innovations and inventions come as time evolves, would you say that life was much better in those ancient times before we had these innovations? Or is it actually much better now? Because you would actually see that during these innovations, we've got people being killed, you know, like we speak of ozone layer because of whatever is happening, because of these factories, people die because of a lot of things. We can even go to a more personal level about pregnancy rate. It's increasing. Pornography, it's all over the places. Mm-hmm. So how would you differentiate between life in those time and now?
Okay, so that's actually a very broad question. But I can say from the perspective of in terms of medicine, medicine, it's definitely improved from before, because
so medicine as it on its own.
Medicine on its own. Yes. So I'm giving an example to say, like, medicine, yes, it has improved the quality of human life. Humans are able to live far longer than they were expected to 200 years ago.
Yes.
And then also you can look at something like technology. Technology has made it easy to acquire information. Information regarding anything you can find on Google.
Of course.
Right? And it has become an unfortunate consequence of this easy access to information is that we also have access to other kinds of information, which tend to be very bad for oneself.
Of course, yes.
So I would say that science has improved the quality of human nature, but has also made it easier for us to become self-destructive.
That's a very critical point. Now, it's very important for human nature, but it also become its way of influence to us. It has become in such a way that it's self-destructive.
It has the potential to be.
It has the potential.
It has
to
the
be.
Potential to be, because a tool in the right hands can either build something or destroy it. That's my perspective. And science is exactly such a tool.
This is absolutely an amazing talk. And before it gets hot in studio today, my name is Andrew Falatsi Wahahomu. And of course, joining us today in Active FM studios is Mr. Lesego Setabela Sintle from the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. As the topic gets hot in studio, I just want to take a break. And so I'm going to play you a jam to just rock you up for a few minutes by Derek Charles Johnson, saying pray. Enjoy.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo,
call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
I prayed full of faith, but some days you don't answer like I think you should. Other times you provide more than I ever hoped or dreamed you could. But I never give up on you, 'cause I know one thing is true. Hear me when I pray. Your spirit comes to my defense. You know my heart and mind, even when I don't know what to do. Just what I need. Yeah, I know. You hear me when I pray. You hear me when I
gone astray. You have kept sure instead, come and get, even in my darkest place. And you never give up on me, even in my unfair. You hear me when I never give up on you, 'cause I know one thing is true. You hear me when I cry, your spirit comes to my defense. You know my heart and mind, even when I don't know what to do. When I have no words to speak, you know just what I need. Yeah, I know.
Hello there again. To, of course, you're listening to The Void Show. That was Pray by Derek Charles Johnson. And of course, we are having in studio, Active FM Studios today, the one and only brilliant young-minded scientist, Mr. Lesego Setabela Sentle. And of course, I am your show host, Andrew Falatsi Wahagomu. Mr. Lesego Setabela Sentle, thank you so much and welcome back on The Void Show.
All right, thank you.
Now, before we went to the break, we were speaking about, you know, how science has affected humanity. And you said that, I think, it, you know, in this innovations, it's that's needed, but it has the potential for a self-destruction, which brought me to a point that, you know, in our schools, what we see happening is that we are taught about what to learn. You are taught about what to learn. This is astrophysics, you're going to learn this. This is physics, you're going to learn this. But you are not taught about how to learn it. You know, that's why people commit suicides in high tertiary institutions, which takes us again to this technology. It just, it's brought to us in a very phenomenal way, but you are not taught in schools on how to learn these things and how to treat its potential of self-destruction. So what do you say about that?
One thing that I found, even in my own studies, is that sometimes the rate of knowledge, the rate that you receive this knowledge can be overwhelming,
yes,
to the point where it's too much for you to handle by your own. Especially what I've noticed is that there's a significant difference between the rate and the content of what we learn in high school and what's happening in tertiary education.
Of course.
Because now in tertiary education, they're more focused. They have this, it's very specific. Like you said, if you're going to be doing astrophysics, this is what you need to learn.
Of course.
And so they'll throw everything astrophysics related towards you.
Yes.
And so the challenge now is kind of getting these people into a state of mind where they can handle it.
Hmm.
And then keep that passion that drove them to choose that field. Hmm. You need to keep that passion alive.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of figuring that out.
Now, a very important point that you just made now, it's, you know, a lot to take in. there's now suddenly a lot to just take in. Now, I just want to ask you this question. Is there a capacity of mind taking in information?
The human mind,
yes,
is probably the most powerful object that comes to mind, because its potential is limitless. Because you can look at the great minds, your Isaac Newtons, your Albert Einsteins, all of these great minds who went beyond what we thought was the capacity of human learning. And even now, we have all of these innovations.
That's amazing. Yeah, and it's just from the human mind. Someone just thought of this. So, because we are saying that, you know, the potential of the human mind is limitless. Mm-hmm. Why now? Since you are also a biological scientist, I believe that you're studying humanities and all that. Why, if the potential of a human mind is, you know, it's not limited to receiving a certain amount of information. It can take anything that you want to know. I mean, you can learn. I mean, learn till you die. I want to know, why is then do we experience this? A hole to take in. Now this information suddenly starts to be overwhelming.
So,
you know?
So, what I said was the rate that we receive this information.
It's too fast.
It's too fast. So the human mind is adapted, yes. We can, in time, learn a large amount of skills.
Yes.
But now the problem comes now when you are trying to learn a large amount of information within a relatively short time. So the human attention span is not limitless, unfortunately. You can only pay attention to something for so long.
Wow.
And at some point you need to take a break and then come back to it at a later point. But you can still learn more. You see, that is my point, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Make sure that you get in touch with us on our social media platforms. It's Twitter at ActiveFM. And of course, our website, it's www.activefm.co.za. Now, Mr. Lesego, I know, Ish, I love speaking about these things, and I don't know what's wrong with the time. But tell me this. I just want to know this. Now, you mentioned a point of multitasking, right? Mm-hmm. You've got too much information to take in with a limited amount of time, which made me think about there is a saying that says, you know, if you're focusing on a lot of things, you're not getting things done. In other words, there's too much to focus on, and though you don't see your progress, you just see yourself moving around, but you don't see progress, you don't see productivity, unless when you're focusing on one thing, you actually see it growing, you can realize it growing. Now, I want to know this. Would you advise us, me, you know, people, our the Void Show listeners, that because some people, I know a lot of people who say multitasking works for them. So, what is your take on that?
So, one thing that I can say definitely is that everyone is unique.
Everyone is unique. Yes.
So, for what most people can do multitasking, for someone else, it might need them to do one thing at a time. And they will see growth in each of those things.
Yes.
While some people can grow multiple things at the same time, you will find that also the rate is still similar to someone who does it one thing at a time. So I would advise that you should do what is within your own capacity. Your capacity is limitless. But the rate at which you can fulfill it,
that can influence,
is unique to you.
That is absolutely amazing, Mr. Lesego. So I'm just going to play this one game with you. I wish like we cannot end this talk. So you are, of course, a Christian, right?
Yes, yes, I am.
So I just want to know first that, you know, as an astrophysicist, I'm studying astrophysics, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, of course, meet a lot of people because I'm a Christian who ask me if I believe in what I am studying. You know, because in astronomy, we speak about things like Big Bang, you know, which describes creation.
Mm.
You know, we speak about a lot of different processes that some people would find a controversy between Christianity and what astronomy and astrophysics says. So, for yourself, since you are a Christian, do you encounter some of those things maybe in what you're studying, and it's definitely different to your belief system?
So for me personally,
yes,
how I view it is that God is the source of all creation.
All creation,
everything in existence is the result of his work, right? And then science to me is just humans satisfying our instinctual curiosity to understand how he did it.
But I think that doesn't that depend on an individual, because some individuals
it
just say, you know, a Big Bang is just an accident.
It does.
So they don't account it for someone else who did it.
So one thing that I always take into account is that science is a field of theories.
Yes.
We do not have definite answers for things, but we have the next closest thing.
Yes.
So we might deviate from the truth by 0.00001%. That's how far we can be off of the mark of the truth. And so, yeah, I still know that most of it is theories, but yeah.
All right, I definitely get that, and thank you so much for joining us. But before we close this, I just want to play this game with you. Right,
okay.
And I've played this game with my interviewees before.
Okay.
So we just want to get this from you, and of course you will answer this within 2 seconds.
Two.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, if you do not answer this within 2 seconds, you will have to sing for us before you leave. Okay. So now the first question. This is just you choose. You just say a word. So I'm going to mention them to you, and you answer this within 2 seconds. Now, you choose. All right. God.
Pope.
No. You choose. I'm going to say two words, right?
Oh,
and you choose.
I see.
Now, God or biological sciences? One. Okay. God or your family? One.
God.
All right, now you just choose one number from 1 to 8.
Okay.
Yes. So just tell me the number that you choose from 1 to 8.
7.
Okay. You chose number 7.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask you the question based on the number that you've chosen.
Okay.
And you answer it within 2 seconds, because this is an astronomy show.
Okay.
Now, if you get it wrong, remember what you do for us.
Okay, yes.
Which planet is on the 7th position? 1, 2...
Uranus.
But you...
just missed it.
Please just sing for us very briefly, Mr. That was right, but... It was after.
Still had to recite it.
Okay, please just sing for us and we close it. A very short, brief song from Mr. Lesiho, a biological scientist. Just sing for us.
We're going back to the original. We're going back to the inception. We're going back to rulership. You spoke over us from the beginning.
Mr. Lesiho, thank you so much for joining us on Active FM today. We really had a great time with you here, and we did really learn a lot of things. So do you have any social media platforms, maybe if our listeners want to interact with you, maybe?
So yes, I am on Facebook under my name, Lesiho Sinclair. You can find me there.
So that's only on Facebook?
Just on Facebook.
Okay, so thank you so much, Mr. Lesiho Sidabela Sinclair. And of course, I'm hoping to interview you again many times here on The Void Show again.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
And that was, of course, Mr. Lesiho Sidabela Sinclair, who's from the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. Right after this, I'm going to close this off.
Hey, this is Andrew from The Plain Truth, and you're listening to Active FM.
Apparently, we have come to the end of our show. This was The Void Show on Active FM. And of course, in studio, who was joining us, it was the one and only young scientist, biological scientist, from the University of Witwatersrand, Johannesburg, South Africa, which is Mr. Lesego Setabela Sentle. He's, of course, on Facebook by the very same name, which is Lesego Setabela Sentle. I've really learned a lot of things, and I hope you did as well, because the point is actually for you to learn these different things. Make sure that in the time that you have elapsed, you learned a lot of things. This is The Void Show. My name is Andrew Falatsi Waha Khomu. Make sure that you get in touch with us on all our social media platforms. You can get us on Instagram, which is at ActiveFM777, Facebook.com/ActiveFM777, and on Twitter, it's ActiveFM. They always say that 7 is the heaven's number. You can also get us on our website, our ActiveFM website, which will you get all our presenters, all the shows from Active FM, which is www.activefm.co.za. iTunes, you can get Active Worship there, Google Podcast, and of course on YouTube, Active TV, you can as well find us there. My name is Andrew Falatsi Waha Khomu, and of course in studio today we had Glory helping and making sure that you get the best and quality from Active FM, and of course the studio manager is Miss Kayla Enslin, and for me, I'm out of this place. I will see you next time, same place next week, okay?
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.